from WUWF Public Media.
Welcome to Acoustic Interlude Sessions, a podcast featuring performances and interviews with local, regional, and nationally known artists recorded in the studios of WUWF Public Media. I'm John McDonnell. Jake Rabelais is a performing songwriter based in the Pensacola, Florida area. He pursues an active solo career in addition to his work with several bands. He has been a part of the Pensacola Songwriter Rounds and his own Shake the Van series of live performances. We recorded Jake Rabelais in WUWF's Studio A.
Well, I mean, I tend to travel a decent amount, and so I wrote this one when I was just kind of crossing the country a little bit and just kind of going in and out of different time zones. And so
calling it state lines.
Jake Rabelais, with Katie Dineen from our Studio A on Acoustic Interlude. I'm John McDonnell. Welcome, Jake.
Hey, nice to meet you, John.
So where have you been hiding? I never heard of you before. Katie turned me on to you.
I guess you could say I was hiding in Lafayette, Louisiana, but I came on out this way in Pensacola probably about a year and a half ago or so.
Oh, wow, really? So you grew up in Lafayette or
Grew up in a little bit more of a rural area in the middle of nowhere, Louisiana. But I spent like my college years in Lafayette, yes, sir.
Oh, very cool. And how long have you been playing?
Probably, I started on guitar probably about 13 years ago. And since then, kind of picked up a various amount of other instruments and whatnot.
Yeah, how long have you actually been performing then?
Performing?
Ooh. In front of people, you know, real people.
I would say genuinely, like performing until probably like, 7 months ago or so.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So it's something kind of new.
I've played around, but really as far as performing with my name and by myself, probably been the last 7 months. Yes, sir.
Wow. Yeah. So, well, you're off to a really good start.
Well, hey, I appreciate you.
You sounded good. Hey, how long have you been writing? I mean, did that come, you know, like with just sitting down and learning the guitar? Did you always like write original music?
Not from the get-go. Yeah. I think a lot of it was like me being hard on myself at the beginning, just learning the guitar.
But, sure.
Probably when I turned about 15 was when I started writing music that I think was actually in a pretty complete format. And since then, I've just kind of been doing it off and on for some odd years.
Have you collected all those songs? You hung on to them, I hope, right?
I hung on to a couple.
Even the really early ones, right?
Yeah, I hung on to some of them. Some of those I was happy to forget, you know?
But you can always rework them. I mean, you know, it's got to be a lot of fun to take something you wrote when you were like 15 or 16 and take it out and kind of rework it, you know, as an adult, you know?
I think it's fun to, like, bring it out and, like, kind of remember what state you were when you were at that age kind of thing. But
sure.
I think there's, like, a scrapbook quality to that. But at the same time, you don't want to show all your friends when they come over, like, you know, photos of your butt hanging out when you're a baby.
Yeah,
so
no, exactly.
And that's kind of how I see music, too. It's just like, I don't want to show that song. That's embarrassing, Mom.
Well, it's kind of like, you know, keeping a journal, you know, a writer's journal or even a diary. You know?
It absolutely is.
So it's something very personal.
Yes, sir. That's
but,
sure.
You know, if you're going to be a performing songwriter, I guess you're going to kind of have to get over that.
Yeah, I'm going to have to get used to it at some point.
In sharing your personal secrets with everybody else, you know? Now, how do you like Pensacola?
You know, at first I was a little adverse to it, but being from where I am, there's not near the amount of original music and people just craving to be creative.
Yeah.
And that's what really kind of got me excited about Pensacola. It wasn't until tapping into the music community out here, seeing just how the full spectrum, you know, of people playing all kinds of different genres and just trying to get their voice out there. And so for the size of the town, I was not expecting the quality of original music that I've found.
Well, very cool.
Yeah.
Glad to hear that.
Well, yeah.
Well, who got you started? Did you know people when you moved here?
No. I came out here chasing a girl, and then...
oh, there you go.
Yeah, you know. And then, shocker, shocker, that didn't work out. So it wasn't until that I was kind of alone here that I started digging into music a little bit more. And then Katie was really the first one who invited me over to play a little bit, and she hosted a really amazing open mic that is no longer here, but it was at Big Top Brewery. And that got me really excited to perform, seeing all the other poets and songwriters and comedians and stuff going up there and testing their stuff. And
yeah,
such.
Like you said, creative people.
Absolutely.
Yeah, doing their thing. We have been talking to our new friend, Jake Rabelais. On Acoustic Interlude, I'm John McDonnell. You got two more songs?
Sure do. I've run away, I got scared and hit. Regret about everything that I never had did. I had time, but now it's lost. Was gonna leave the States, I couldn't fork up the cost. There's a girl, at least there was. She up and went away, all just because. If I leave the light on, then bugs may try to come in. Beetles buzzing by my face, fire rains crawling up my skin. Can't sit here any longer, just staring at a popcorn ceiling. I'm courageous like a coward, I show off my chagrin. I'm a salesman, I'm a whore.
give you all of me. Just say you need me more. So give me a sign. Just a smile will do. I know just what you've done, but I don't know you. So grab a doctor or a first aid kit. Put a rope around my neck, but the noose didn't fit. If I leave the door cracked, then you may come back in. Set down your bags and burn a candle at both of its ends. Can't sit here too long. I'm afraid the roof's gonna cave in. I'm courageous like a coward. I'm just stuck in the lion's den. 'Cause I felt affection, now it's numb. Just tanned with dark hung eyes, what have I become? The weight is pressed by a heavy hand. My ribs are showing, I can hardly stand. But I'll find rest, and I'll find it soon. Whether I'm in a soft warm bed or a shallow tomb. Then I would love to see your face when you come through the door. I stopped while I was at the grocery store. I picked us up a bottle of a nice Cabernet. Picked you some flowers, got you a bouquet. But at the end of the day, you never sing out my name. At the end of the night, go tight. Hold my bird in a cage. Oh, won't you stay? But you just fly away at the end of the day. I've got an extra helmet if you wanna ride. I'll go a little faster if you grab on my sides. I'll dress up in some leather and some tacky spikes. Pretend to be a bad boy if that's what you like. And you tell me to jump, well, I jump till I fall. You yell, go fetch, well, I always play ball. I do it 'cause I know you like your funny games. Forever you're a clown because I entertain the idea of a maybe. You and me, it feels so close, but it's hard to see. It hurts to know that something like this won't last. I'm grabbing at something that's just out of grasp. But at the end of the day, you never sing out my name. At the end of the night, I know your voice grows tight. Hold my bird in a cage. Oh, won't you stay? But you just fly away at the end of the day. Your smile is so bright, you light up the whole room. Your words are wild honey and a sweet perfume. I don't know why the hell you would even look at me. Unless you let me be the man you want me to be. And I think I'm close to you, though I'm not really sure. We sleep by each other, but one foot's on the floor. I wanna reach on over just to see if you're there, but I know you'll just run off if you find that I care. 'Cause at the end of the day, you never sing out my name. And at the end of the night, I know your voice will grow tight. Oh, my bird in a cage, oh, won't you stay, but you just fly away at the end of the day. Yeah, you just fly away at the end of the day. Yeah, you just fly away.
Jake Rabelais on Acoustic Interlude with special guest Katie Dineen. I'm John McDonnell. Jake, thanks a lot, man. You're sounding really good.
Thanks, John. I appreciate you.
Now, how can we follow you on social media? You got to be out there somewhere, right?
Yeah, so you can follow me at JT Rabbit on Instagram. That's about it.
Cool, man. Thanks a lot. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, John.
All performances and interviews were recorded in the studios of WUWF Public Media. I'm John McDonnell. Be sure to subscribe to Acoustic Interlude Sessions on your favorite podcast platform.
WUWF Public Media.